Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, coming to you live and in person right here from the spacious and futuristic studios of WCBM in Pikesville, Maryland. We talk about the great outdoors here. We talk about fishing and hunting and related topics. I was going to try and be funny and say this is the board game show where you won't be bored. We'll talk about backgammon, cribbage, and chess, and we'd explore all the latest moves, the personalities, and the secrets behind the game. But I decided not to do that. I don't know why. It just struck me as amusing this morning, but it's not. So our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about this morning. You're running the show. I'm just here to listen and have a conversation. We are still in the midst of our, well, not in the midst. We're coming down to the end of our muzzleloader contest, our muzzleloader giveaway for 2014. Fine folks at CVA have again offered us muzzleloaders for you to interest you in the adventures of the outdoors, in the extended season of the muzzleloaders here in Maryland. We have 3 days in middle of October and then another week of antlerless deer hunting. And we also have, we're in the middle of the late muzzleloader season right now. Of course, you can use muzzleloader season during any of the firearm seasons as well. So if you'd like to win a new CVA muzzleloader, all you have to do is give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680 or 800-WCBM-680. That's a toll-free call within the Maryland dialing area. And you can give us your name and number. Brian will record your name and phone number, and you are in the drawing. We'll do that next week. We're not going to do it this week. We'll do it next week. First week of the new year, we'll give away the December muzzleloader. And you may be the winner. That's for sure. Speaking of winners, we drew the names on Christmas Eve for the Christmas raffle for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We've reached out to the winners. One had an email address, the other one didn't, so we had to send a letter. No phone. Well, we did try to call. I think we looked it up on White Pages and did try to call. So if your name is Dwight and you live in Baltimore, or your name is Ed and you live in Bozeman, contact me. You're welcome to do so. You can do so here through the radio show, WCBM 680 922 6680. Let's talk to William. Good morning, William. How are you?
Great. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, I'm glad you called, William. Thank you.
Thank you. You do a
you live in that
job.
You live in that 44 zip code, do you?
Sir?
You live in that 44 zip code?
New Windsor.
Yeah. No, New Windsor, not Windsor Mill.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. Well, we have Windsor Mill down here, but okay, New Windsor. That's is that Carroll?
Or Carroll County.
Yeah.
Sir.
Great.
Sir.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're listening. What's on your mind?
Oh, the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yes, sir.
How does it progress?
How is it doing? Membership is growing. We are in the midst of a. Right now we're a little bit of a pause here during the holiday season, of course, but we are filing legislation on strict liability for in both the House and the Senate for the hunters. We have put together a tremendous documentation of Sunday hunting here in case we need it. We were able to work with wildlife officials and ensure the opening of Newtown Neck State Park in southern Maryland, 776 acres.
Excellent.
We worked with them and were able to get it open for 47 days this year, even though they were, you know, in a holding pattern to keep it closed until the end of a strategic planning process. We were able to argue that, look, you know, hiking, biking, backpacking, kayaking, and bird watching are still available, horseback riding and everything else. Why not hunting? It's just as much of a passive activity as those are.
Right.
And we pulled out the Hunting Heritage Protection Act of 2005, which said if you close an acre, you got to open an acre.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
Fair.
Yeah, so that's what that's one of the founding principles of Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Oh, what if I want to combine the two?
What's that? The two what?
Well, horse riding and hunting. besides that arguably inhumane so-called sport of fox hunting.
Well, are you a fox chaser?
not the four-legged kind.
Hank Williams Jr. going to go hunting tonight, but I ain't taking no gun, huh?
I don't see why I couldn't combine the two. I one of my first jobs, one of the best ladies I ever worked for, was a regular horseback riding lady, and she didn't come from money and from the elite here in Maryland. She was just a regular person.
Yeah.
And I just recently come back into contact with her and just recently became more interested in maybe getting on one of those beasts.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did not preclude fox chasing. I mean, there was no reason.
Seriously,
when you talk about the state park, they had fox chasing there, mm-hmm. and we simply said, let the fox chasers make their case. If they want to go, you know, we're not going to stand in their way.
Right.
You know,
fair's fair.
We're not. And per se, I don't have anything against horseback riders,
mm-hmm.
but the Maryland Horse Council has made it very plain that they want to eliminate all Sunday hunting in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of their endeavors are fox chasing, of course, and the fox chasers are not happy about some of the things that they do, and I'm sure some of the hunters aren't happy about things that we do, but you know what? We're looking out. We're trying to look out for the best interests of all hunters.
So maybe a bit of detente is in order if you could find someone reasonable on the horse side of the issue to talk to.
Well, they haven't.
I mean, not on the Maryland Horse Council side.
Here's the deal:
the horse riding side.
I got a phone call from a guy who works on a farm, can't hunt it on Sundays or can't hunt it at all, and he was interested in doing that. And I said, drop me an email. Here's my email address. And never heard anything. The horse people made noises like they want to talk. Reach out to us. You know what? We're doing what we do. You do what you do. We have no interest in talking to you, quite frankly, but if you have an interest in talking to, because we believe that the law and the majority is on our side.
Right. I don't mean the horse council people, unless there are some reasonable people among them.
Well, I don't know.
They might be, if there are.
I don't know.
Well, you know,
I know that they're represented on the Wildlife Advisory Commission. And they know very well who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We spanked them in a meeting on October the 8th, a management meeting, a stakeholders meeting. We presented a document signed by the 13 hunting organizations, and basically standing our ground on Sunday hunting, and expressing our support. And there were, I don't know, 8 or 9 of those stakeholders in the room that signed the letter. So, you know, now they call that letter our manifesto.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. We published it in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can read it online. Or
I just picked one up the other day.
Yeah, well, read our letter. It's
your bullocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's so, let's see, what page is it on?
Well, I'll find it. But
page six.
So if I wanted to email like the other gentleman was talking about doing.
What's that?
If I wanted to email.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've got a couple people up here in Carroll County between my horse riding, my old horse riding friend, and if you ever need somebody to start brush fires, I'll tell you what, we've got a commissioner up here in the name of Rothschild that goes around teaching the other commissioners in the other counties around Maryland how not to get rolled over by Annapolis.
Yeah, I know. I like
holy
the guy.
Moly. I never thought I'd live to see the day have things like this going on, but
yep.
It's about time.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
But you know that hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God"?
Yes, I do.
Lord, put that in my mind for you this morning.
I appreciate that.
And you know about putting on the full armor of God?
I do.
Well, that too.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. Keep
Thank you, William.
Fight and stay in God's will. Safest place to be.
Well, I'll say amen to that one. Thank you, William.
Keep the faith, brother.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Here he goes. Let's talk to Mark in Westminster. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I just called us to get into the contest and to tell you I listen to your show every morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And you're in, Mark.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll keep on listening. I'll just keep on listening to your program every Saturday morning.
That's great, man. I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye, Mark. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Here goes Mark. 410 WCBM 680. Yeah, John B., you're a good man. Doing all right. I was telling Brian I wasn't much in the spirit of the season this year. Just wasn't. And I talked to a number of people who weren't. And I don't know what precipitated that exactly. I think maybe the weather had something to do with it. I think the rain, certain days on certain, the rain on Christmas Eve just did not go well. And there's some other factors, of course, but you just sit back and you say, I'm supposed to be in the Christmas spirit. And I certainly wasn't. I describe my feeling on Christmas Eve as one of melancholy. I don't know why. I do, but I'm not going to tell you. But it's just, I don't know. I'm having a hard time overcoming. Well, let's talk to Bob in Reisterstown. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning, Alan. Your program last weekend, there was a caller that commented on seeing a black bear in Westminster.
Right.
Just as your program was going off.
Yes.
And I wanted to comment that I saw a couple of years ago, maybe 3 to 5 years ago, probably like 5 now, There was a black bear sighted in Westminster.
Right.
And that black bear, I saw it. It was at nighttime. That thing ran across the road. It was about 20 yards in front of me.
Wow.
Really moving.
Yep.
And, it was in a hurry.
Of course.
And eventually he was sighted and killed down in Owings Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just wanted to comment that, the bear sighting, it was in Westminster.
Sure.
I saw it in, Reisterstown area.
I'm guessing that was in the spring.
Oh, June, I don't recall.
June-ish, probably. June, July, I would imagine.
I don't recall what.
Well, I have the explanation, by the way. I have the explanation. It's not that the young male bears are driven out of the territory either by their mother or by amorous boars during the breeding season. It is that they apparently the coal cars that run down here on the railroad track are warm. And the bears climb up on the coal truck cars for warmth. And when the train gets going, they tuck in against the bulkhead. And when the train slows down and they see a suitable area, or else maybe they have to go to the bathroom, they jump off the train. And that brings them down through, you know, Howard County, Baltimore County, Carroll County, that, you know, like that.
Other than their just natural travel instincts.
Well, that was an argument that was broached very enthusiastically by one person I spoke to the other day, who seemed to know everything. So, you know, I'm going with that.
What, that the bear was climbing on a coal car?
That the bears jump on the trains in Western Maryland and ride down here to, you know, where they think they're going to, you know, where they think they have a, well, you know, grass is greener type of thing. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, it was him.
Yeah. I mean,
well, that's an idea. It's a thought. It's a possibility.
It was not presented as a theory. It was presented as a fact.
Yeah. So. Oh, really?
By this guy who knew everything, Bob. That's the key.
Oh.
The man was a genius, a walking encyclopedia.
I'm impressed then, you know, if it was, like, factual. You know what I mean? If that's what the bears do and so forth, you know, to climb on a...
Bob.
Up on a... gondola car, or, you know, another one of those coal-carrying box cars.
Bob.
Yes.
It was presented as fact. Not saying that it was fact,
okay,
but it was argued very vigorously as though this were a fact.
I see.
Not that he's ever witnessed that.
I see. Okay.
Or photographed it.
It was a supposition.
Again, not according to this man. He knew a guy who knew a guy who saw one jump off of a train.
I see.
You know?
Yes.
So, there we go.
Not the possibility. Anything's possible, but certainly not maybe probable in a lot of cases.
Well, maybe not. I mean, you know, why a coal car? Why don't they just hail a cab?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, if I want to get here from Western Maryland and don't have a car and don't feel like walking, I mean, you know, you could be a hoe bear if you want.
Mm-hmm. A hoe bear. That's pretty humorous. Hey, Alan, one more thing, too. You know, in this neighborhood where I live, there was a large herd of deer, like maybe 35.
Yeah.
30 or 35, but I... best of my recollection, last year I did not see them, and then this year,
mm-hmm,
there are some here.
Are you out near Soldier's Delight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do know that they have had managed hunts there, but I also know that they have had sharpshooting events in that area.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I was thinking
that somebody was either... moonlighting them?
That would be spotlighting or jacklighting. Yeah,
well, just killing them because of, you know, and it's selling today's economy, but, you know, they might be trying to do that, but it's, you know, it's getting populated around in my area.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And, you know, so I don't know a person, but if, you know, somebody, a relative of some of these people, you know, was into it, there would be ways to get rid of them. But anyway, so it could be as a result of this, the managed hunt.
That's part of it. I also mentioned that they are doing sharpshooting in that area.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that these deer are baited and they are shot at night by people with suppressors on their weapons so that nobody would know that happened. And then the carcasses are taken out and donated or done whatever.
This is done legally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, okay. As opposed to sharpshooters in the daytime?
Correct.
I see. Well,
correct. Most of the sharpshooting is done at night.
Why? Why would it?
Well, because it's easier to conceal yourself. It's easier to bait in deer at night who have been hunted during the day or pursued during the day.
Yes.
They tend to get together at night. You know, I mean, you see them gathered around. Your headlights will, you know, go across the field, and you'll see a bunch of eyes in there. Well, when they're baited, that's, you know, especially during the fall, that's when they tend to congregate. So as they congregate, they just shoot them, and
I see.
You know, the other deer aren't alarmed because
I see that for noise suppression, because of the noise suppression.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They weren't alarmed, so they'll keep on returning.
Well, that's right.
But that might be, you know, I have seen a couple of in my travels on Deer Park Road, you know, they, and especially down through the Soldier's Delight area, which I'm just pretty close to.
Right.
That, you know, there were groups of hunters there, you know, a group of guys. I didn't see any actual weapons or anything, you know, guns, but.
Right.
You know, so I've been.
But now they've been doing managed hunts on Soldier's Delights now for five, I think this is the fifth or sixth year.
Yeah, I remembered when all that business started.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, Alan, I just wanted to touch base with you and with reference to that bear, you know, that it was a female that had called you last.
Yeah, I remember.
Last Saturday.
Yep.
And I just wanted to comment on my experience with those the travels of the black bear.
Yeah, you're not talking about Melody, who saw the chupacabra in Dundalk, are you?
Excuse me?
Melody called last week and claimed that she saw a chupacabra.
A chupacabra?
Yeah, on the streets of Dundalk.
I'm not familiar with that animal.
The chupacabra is a cryptid, which it has achieved fame in mostly in Mexico and Central America, known as a goat sucker. It is a cryptid creature which has never been proven to exist.
She saw one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she saw one in Dundalk, and we hoped that it was either a fox with mange or a coyote. So.
I see, yeah. Well, chances are it could have been a, well, as you say, a fox with mange.
Mm-hmm.
And I have personal experience with those animals.
Me too.
Yes, I do. And it was...
strange looking, aren't they?
Oh, well, I have a barn.
Oh, no.
And this one, and I had my dog, and the bottom, it's a bank barn, and the bottom where my cows were using on both sides of a center section.
Right.
And I had a dog at the time, and she was running back and forth, and the center section was closed off from the two end sections, so she couldn't really get in there. And I knew something was in that center section. I had three doors, one door on each end, stall arrangement, loafing area for my cows at the time, and a center door, which, you know, was for entering there, and the center section where hay was stored and so forth,
sure.
Green. And so I, and it was a, there was a top and bottom door situation where I could open the top and, you know, leave the bottom. So I just very slowly opened the top to look in, and I saw an animal laying on this little pile of hay about 10 feet from the door, and I opened the bottom section of the door to look in there, and there was this creature, and it was hairless.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, my God. So, and I recognized it as a fox-like animal.
A canine of some kind.
Of its head and everything. But it was hairless. And
yeah.
I closed the door, and immediately I took my dog and up to the house to change her up, and I got my .22.
Yep.
And I came back down, and I dispatched it.
Best thing to do.
Yeah, and that was a maximum effect of mange, you know, on that creature.
Yep.
And then there was like...
and, Bob, they will seek out shelter. That animal is near death at that point anyway. They've been killed by the mange. And
sure.
You did the animal a favor, quite frankly. That animal was about to expire. They will seek shelter, like a barn or a shed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's their last days. You know, it's almost like... animal instinct.
I had one die in a dog box outside in the house one day.
Really?
One night, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, God, that's pretty close.
Yeah, but you just got to be aware of that the mange can be transferred. So
yeah, well, that's the reason. And I had these. I was not just one fox, but they were using my barn as a hotel.
No, that's nice.
It was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And my neighbor had chickens.
Oh boy.
And. So I would come down there in the morning to feed my cows before I left for work, and, you know, half a dozen fox would run out of my barn. And just before that, as I was opening my top door to throw hay down to the lower center section where I stored my hay,
yeah,
it's more convenient to feed the cows,
right,
that I had this an odd odor. And, you know, and I didn't know what it was. And that went on for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, you know, what it was. And then one morning I went down to my little pass gate that I go from my lawn, so to speak, into my corral where the, you know, barn doors and the, you know, cattle take care of the cattle and water them and so forth. And like I said, about 4 to 6 fox, you know, just took off out of there, out of one side of it.
Yeah.
And so I realized at that point in time, I said, oh, that's what that smell was.
Yeah, time to block the door, huh?
Well, and I kind of left the doors open. It was only on the far side of my barn,
right,
away from me. And I left it open so the cows could go in there and lie down if the weather was.
Oh, sure.
I think it could have been like in the fall of the year.
Yeah.
And so they took off, and then I started to go down there silently with my .22.
Sure.
With my shotgun.
Ah.
And, you know, just sneak up and through that pass gate, and when I was then inside the barnyard, so to speak, I banged on the side of the barn just to make noise, and so that would be actually very ready to pull the trigger when those fox come out, and they did, and I killed like about 4 of them. But the bad part about killing them, I had to dig a hole,
get rid of them,
and bury it, bury every one of those fox because they were all mangy, mm-hmm, you know, to a degree.
Well.
I had a lot of experience with
it. Yes, you did. More than I have. So
yeah.
All right, Bob. Well, look, we got to take a break, so I appreciate the call, and
right,
Happy New Year to you.
All right, thank you.
Good hearing from you again. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, and if you're a waterfowler, and you shoot a bunch of geese and you don't know what to do with them, well, you just haul them in there to Chesapeake Outdoors and say breast them out or pick them or whatever you want to do with them to get them ready for the table. That's right. They have a goose picking service, a waterfowl picking service right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, they're located on Route 50 East. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, Maryland. Easy to get to, right off of 50. They sit right alongside the road. Not only do they have the goose and duck picking service, but they have the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Of course, firearms and ammunition. If you need some ammo for ducks and geese, they've got that. They've got the Bubba Blade knives. They've got bows and crossbows. If you need a nice, warm, waterproof coat, well, check out the line of Drake or even Under Armour, Avery, and Bigfoot decoys. All of that is available at Chesapeake Outdoors. Once again, they're located at Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. That phone number is 410-604-2500. Now, did you know that the Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway? That's right. You could still win great prizes like the boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour, and all that's for angler award-sized fish. However, now through the end of January, if you had not been fishing, if you haven't purchased a fishing license since 2011. So let's say you missed 2012, 13, and 14. Now through January 31st, Marylanders who have not bought an annual non-title or title fishing license since 2011, you'll automatically enjoy a 50% discount on your fishing license purchase. It's as simple as logging into the DNR Compass licensing system or visiting a DNR service center or tackle shop to buy your 2015 license. The discount is automatic, but only through the end of January. This promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing our state has to offer. So, check it out online or at your local tackle shop, or you can visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov and find out how you can be welcomed back to fishing in Maryland for 50% off. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. That's February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by you and me and millions of Americans. Featuring all your favorite hunting celebrities, the NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert, 3D archery and game calling competitions, the Pyramid Air Gun Range, seminars from the experts on guns and hunting, fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough, the Family Fun Zone featuring interactive displays for kids, Eddie Eagle's gun safety program, daily contests and prizes. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
If you enjoy deer, turkey, and waterfowl hunting, they've got the woods. If fishing or crabbing is your passion, the waters are right there. Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground and RV Park in Somerset County is the outdoorsman's quiet, private place to get away from the crowd. Thousands of acres of public hunting lands are nearby. Pocomoke and Tangier Sounds offer the best fishing on the Chesapeake. You are within minutes of a full-service marina, boat ramp, and a popular restaurant. Chrisfield, Ocean City, Assateague, and Chincoteague are only a short drive away. All campsites at Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground have public water and sewage. Electric hookups are available. To reserve your spot for this hunting season or next fishing season, call 410-591-4027 or visit the website cwawc.com for Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground. That's 410-591-4027.
The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. Now on for 3 hours, weeknights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
I will always be around.
Let's talk to Don and then Chuck. Good morning, Don. How are you? Hello, Don.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, buddy.
Hey, Daniel was hair and run down around Pulaski Highway.
Yeah?
I take my dog out for a walk all the time.
Yeah.
That place is full of deer and fox.
Oh, yeah.
That's in Baltimore City.
I know it.
I mean, there's some nice buck down there.
No, don't tell everybody. You'll have every poacher in the world down there.
Well, they know about it.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. In fact, somebody was down there, and somebody shot a couple of them.
People were ignorant. You know that?
We got in touch with the game warden, and they came down, and they caught them.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. That's what you're supposed to do. Good man.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's right in the city, though. Right?
Oh, I know.
Around Pulaski Highway.
Yep.
And that's a stretch of woods there.
Yeah.
And, like I said, the fox, man, red fox.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'd like to enter the contest.
Okay, Don, you're in it, buddy.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Happy New Year.
And same to you, buddy.
All right, man.
Hey, you got a good show.
I appreciate it, Don. Thank you very much.
Okay, so long.
See ya. Bye-bye. Did he say so long? Okay. Chuck in Hempstead. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How you doing, bud?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. Just called to wish you a happy New Year.
Same to you. Appreciate that. I got your email the other day. I'm glad you... We turned that around pretty quick, didn't we?
I wanted to call you last week, didn't get a chance.
It's okay.
I was on the way up to where I hunt in Frederick County up in Emmitsburg.
Yeah.
My property owner, who's a good friend, was good enough to allow me to bring a wounded warrior with me.
Oh, great.
So I took him out Saturday. And so,
how'd you make out?
Yeah, he didn't get anything, but he had a good time and he, you know, enjoyed himself.
That's a good thing. Yep. Just get him out there and let him relax. That's the idea, you know.
So. Yeah, he said that, you know, he does suffer from PTSD.
Right.
And among other things, he was wounded in 2006 and he had a hole in his side as big as a softball.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But survived that, and you know, he's fine like that. He lost a little bit of hearing from the explosion and stuff like
yeah.
that, but he had a good time. That's
the main thing. That's good. Well, but Chuck, yeah. You're a good man. I know what you're involved in, and
physically challenged
bow hunters. That's right. Yep. And I know you had suffered a stroke some years back, and you've been involved with that organization. Their primary thing is letting people know that bow hunting is therapy. And that's,
it sure is. And getting them back out in the woods when people think that they can't get back out in the woods.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate the call, Chuck, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks a lot. Same to you, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye. There's a good man, Chuck. Stan in Baltimore. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen, and I'll wish you a happy new year if I'm still in range.
You're still in range, buddy. You're still in range.
I'm in the south side of Baltimore City now.
Oh, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Our footprint goes south.
I'll just count the years. I think the last time I spoke to you, this show's coming up on, 26 years now?
Yeah, last weekend was 26 years.
Oh, man. It's the greatest, Mr. Allen, every weekend. I'm out and about, and I can't wait to get into rain so I can hear the show.
I got you. I appreciate that. Happy New Year. Watch those deer out there. Be careful on those highways and byways, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. We'll see you later.
All right, Stan. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We do invite you to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, by the way. It's free to join. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we have a Facebook page, MD Hunting Coalition, facebook.com at MD Hunting Coalition. So a lot of likers, and not all the likers are members, which is, you know, I think par for the course. We do ask for your voluntary financial support. There's only one person in our organization that gets paid, and that we have a contract with our advocate in Annapolis. And it's the rest of us are volunteers as far as our board of directors. We have board members in Western Maryland and Eastern Shore and Central Maryland and Harford County, Frederick County, Howard County. So we do, and also in Anne Arundel County. So we do appreciate you folks looking at our website. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And you just click on join. The Christmas raffle is over. We just haven't adjusted our website yet. But we are coming up on Blazing Camo Day, February 5th. That's a Thursday in Annapolis. Just drive to Annapolis, park in the Navy parking lot, and we'll walk. We'll meet there at 8:30, and we'll walk to the State House and meet with legislators. And we're calling it Blazing Camo Day. We want you to wear your camo and wear your blaze orange cap, and you know your vest if you want, but no. Please, no firearms, no bows and arrows, no knives, no anything like that. But if you want to get into the state buildings, you're going to need your driver's licenses. And you will have to go through security, which is no big deal. No big deal at all. They're very, very friendly there. And you just, you know, just go through the thing. And if you want to get, you know, if you need to go to the restroom or anything and need to go in a state building, you'll need your photo ID. So that's the Blazing Camo Rally. That's coming up on February 5th, 2015, in Annapolis, and you can see that right on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. All right. Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I was in there the other day. I'm trying to make a decision on buying a firearm or not. And, you know, whether I do, whether I don't, it's all good with Clyde's. And it's not a Browning. It's another slug gun. Like I need one. You know, I don't. But, you know, what are you going to do? So, when an opportunity comes up, an opportunity comes up, right? When you have an opportunity, you better take the opportunity. Do I know? I have a muzzleloader. I have two CVA muzzleloaders, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I have three. But Clyde Sports Shop, for you waterfowler hunters, let me just give you four options. The A5, 100,000 rounds or five-year guarantee. Yeah. Recoil-operated semi-automatic. The BPS pump in Mossio camo. 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge. The Maxis, gas-operated semi-automatic. And that is built for waterfowlers. You ought to throw that thing up to your shoulder sometime. You'll love that. The Gold Light 10-gauge. That's right, 10-gauge. There are still people who like to use a 10-gauge for waterfowl, and that's okay. All those available from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9. Website is ClydeSports.com, or you can give them a call, 410-242-6108. Best thing, though, stop by and visit them. Get your hands on one of those great Browning firearms and take a look at it. You'll be glad you did. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, you know what? It's time to celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This show is presented by the Outdoor Channel, 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans like you and me. All your favorite celebrities will be there. The NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square are going to be live in concert. 3D archery and game calling competitions. The Pyramid Air air gun range. Seminars from experts on guns and hunting. Fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough. That's a big, giant tractor trailer that has clear sides and is filled with water and great big fish in it. That's right. The Family Fun Zone features interactive displays for kids, the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, and daily contests and prizes. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Hey, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. If you need a waterfowl call for ducks or geese, they've got the largest selection in the area and all major brands. If you are successful and you shoot a couple geese or ducks and you need to get them cleaned, they do that too, right there in the store. You just take your ducks and geese right inside, say, tell them what you want done, breast these out, pluck these, do this, do that. They'll take care of it for you. Look, if you need clothing or boots, you know, maybe that old jacket ain't working anymore. Well, check out the Drake and Under Armour clothing. If you need decoys, Bigfoot and Avery, they've got them all. Bubba Blade knives, rifles, shotguns, muzzle loaders, bows and crossbows, all major brands, all available at Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road exit, right off Route 50, just as soon as you cross the Bay Bridge. That phone number, 410-604-2500. All major accessories for anything you need for fishing, hunting, bow hunting, black powder, firearms, waterfowl, deer. You get the idea. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
She's at the stand.
I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Georgia Overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Gotta make it home tonight.
That's right.
Well, let's talk to Ed Whitehall. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Just calling the, hey, I like listening to your show.
And good.
Just wanting to get into the muzzleloader contest.
And you're in it.
Heading out to the, I'm in Whitehall, heading out to my stand right now, so.
Well, good. You enjoy your day out there. Now, are you muzzleloader or bow hunting today?
Muzzleloader.
Yep. Have you been seeing any deer?
I've seen five or six on the way up here, but I'm not out in the stand yet.
All right. Well, you have a good day, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Good luck to you. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. There goes Ed in Whitehall. 410 WCBM 680. Do we have time to take any more callers there, Brian? Probably not, huh? I guess we'll have to wait till next hour. Well, it's you and me again next hour. No guests that I know of coming on. We got some great guests lined up for some folks are coming in from fisheries in January. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm looking at stuff here. I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk to you about next, but I guess I'll just say, you know, if you have to leave us, we urge you to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. You know, we have one thing in mind, and that's the best interest of hunters and trappers here in Maryland. We have a lot of opponents, and they're very well-funded and very organized and politically connected. And so far, we're not. But we've got a great advocate who's been doing this for a dozen years and has won major victories in the face of adversity, and we want to keep that string going. So visit our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Join. It's absolutely free. And if you can help us out with a financial contribution, well, you'll figure that one out, too, on the website. So now it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe.